following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, Cappy Kicks, and I'm here to kick you up out of that chair so you can learn to be a stronger, faster, and cooler person like me. So if you're ready, then let me teach you how to Kung Fu!
Welcome back to episode 7. It's your host, Cappy Kicks, and today I'm here with my fellow black belt, DJ Joe, where we are here to make you a stronger, faster, and cooler person like us. Today, I'll be asking my fellow black belt about his experience in Kung Fu for tips for newcomers to Kung Fu. So first, let's ask, how is Kung Fu a lifestyle for you?
Kung Fu is a lifestyle for me. It's mostly because it's my primary source of exercise. I refuse to go outside on any other time except Kung Fu. Like, back in high school and, like, I was mainly doing Kung Fu, working towards my black belt. I went, like, what, 3 times a week? And that's all the exercise I got in a week. But low-key, that kept me slim enough. It's honestly helped me, like, develop a lot of discipline, too. You might not think about it, but constantly going to Kung Fu 3 times a week, every single week, no matter cardio week, where you just suffer all day, I think it builds a bit of discipline, you know? Like, it's honestly helped me, like, set time, like, time zones where I do my homework, where I study, I chunk it out, like, I have to study between this and this period, just like how I have to go to Kung Fu for this to this period. It's honestly helped me a lot with, like, organization skills, like, or time management, not really organization, but more like time management skills, where I have to lock in for a certain time. Yeah, that's honestly it. I can't think of anything on my head right now.
But anyways, do you think women are also great at Kung Fu? Yes or no?
Women are better than us, man. They're flexible, man. Like, hear me out. I'm not trying to pop a split, like, right now or any time in my life. I tried to do splits. I've been forced down to do splits. That was not fun. Let me tell you. Oh, the times. Back in the days when you had to, we just hit the splits for like 20 minutes straight. That was not fun. This is why women are better. Like, at least you're flexible. Also for flips, you have to be aerodynamic. Like, it's better to have a slim build. Doing an aerial and a front flip, like, learning those two were horrid times. If I was less fat, hear me out, I think I would not pop my ankle, you know? Also, flexibility is like a huge part of like everything in Kung Fu. Like, all the kicks and stuff. Definitely power is like, raw power is a need too when you're fighting. But the issue is, there's no point if you can't kick up to someone's head. So like, you definitely need some flexibility. Flexibility is like a good, like, baseline minimum if you want to be somewhat decent at Kung Fu.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. There's definitely a lot of things that can make Kung Fu way easier. And I believe women are pretty good at Kung Fu, not just because of their flexibility, but also their mentality, too. But that's just something that people have, you know? Anyways, what does the word can't mean to you?
Can't just means I'm not trying hard enough, you know? Can't means that you ain't trying hard enough. If you can't do it, just keep doing it until you can do it. Bro, learning Black Dragon back in the day, Black Dragon is like a, what? It's like a back roll into like a handstand to your feet. Mm-hmm. That's like low-key the best way I can describe it without like actually doing it. We would train like, what, 30 minutes per day just doing straight Black Dragons. If you couldn't do it, he's just still like, do it again. So can't just means you ain't trying hard enough.
Yeah, we definitely got a little too many skills that are definitely way too hard. And I think can't also means that if you can't do something initially, well, you just got to take it out of your vocabulary and put the T out of can't to make the can, you know?
Yeah, you know?
Yeah,
logic.
Yeah. Anyways, to end off this section, who is a role model for you in your Kung Fu or life in general, and how did they inspire you in other aspects of life?
Low-key, my best inspiration would be like, from Kung Fu especially, would be like Shifu Pop. This guy, he's like, what, 30-something? He just hits flips like it's nothing. Like, hear me out. He just mocks you. You can't stop him. You can't stop this man. He's 30-something hitting backflips. And you're just looking at him going like, why are you like this? Also, he's a really good teacher. If you really ask him to, he will teach you every single flip he knows. Assuming you don't snap your neck first. That's really assuming you don't snap your neck first. Because he doesn't teach you the traditional way. He just tells you to full send it and go like, I'll protect you. Trust. But like, he's honestly just, his forms are really good. His stances are really good. Everything about him is just better. Hear me out. If you see this man in person, you'll understand. He's just really good at everything Kung Fu in general, and he's honestly been a really good role model to me. He's always encouraged me when, like, I couldn't do something. But, like,
It's honestly a really good encouragement, you know? I mean, what?
But anyways, there's definitely a lot of ways that they motivate us, and that's a great thing, especially with what he's talking about with Shifu Ping Pong, with how he's not only helping us not only get stronger, but in general, improve our mentality. Now that we've talked about Kung Fu for so long, let's get into why Kung Fu is more fun. So since we also know that Kung Fu not only takes place physically, you also need to eat well. So what's your favorite meal after Kung Fu?
We don't talk about it, you know. You know, Kung Fu is supposed to be like, you're supposed to be healthy after Kung Fu. My favorite meal is In-N-Out. 3x3 drink, fries. Maybe 2 fries if I'm hungry enough. But like, we don't talk about it. You know, hear me out. 3x3, 2 fries, and a drink. You just keep refilling that drink. Keep eating your burger. And life is good. Think about it. It like gets away the pain. Like the pain of Kung Fu hurts you internally. So like you gotta heal. It's like healing potion, you know? You heal mentally through eating In-N-Out after Kung Fu. Especially because In-N-Out's like what? A 4-minute drive away from Kung Fu, you know? You go to In-N-Out with the boys, sit down, and just yap, munch In-N-Out, and don't question life. Cause your legs probably hurt. Cause she would made you do 500 squats in one sitting.
Yeah, they're definitely great ways to recover, especially going to In-N-Out, which is definitely really close. But there's also, for you, if there's not an In-N-Out right next door, there's also other ways to get food, such as going home and making your own feel like mood, meal prep, etc. You know, there's many things to do. Anyways, why do you think Kung Fu is fun for you? And do you actually think Kung Fu is fun?
Kung Fu fun in the same sentence? Okay, no, just kidding. Kung Fu is low-key really fun. Like, okay, if you get the right friends, it's really fun. It's like everything. Mm-hmm. If you have the right friends, you have the right people you're around, it's really fun. Like, you get to watch your homies suffer. You get to make your homies suffer. Think about it. When they call you out, you go like, I'm taking that guy down with me. It's like when you're doing wheelbarrows for, like, what, the 16th lap? And you're just like, your homie's just like, his hands are burning. But you still gotta keep pushing the board. And you just speed up just to have a little fun, you know? And when you're running suicides in the back of Kung Fu, you still gotta race them. It honestly really is fun. It builds a lot of character. It builds a lot of, like, relationships with people, especially. Especially, like, a competitive relationship. It's like, you keep each other responsible for pushing yourself to the max. Because if you don't push yourself to the max, that Shifu's gonna push you to the max. And yeah, I honestly do believe it's fun. Like, you get somewhat fit, you know? You get to learn tricks, you get to have cool weapons, and you get to do like cool flips, all that stuff. If you're high belt enough, or if you're like crazy enough, you can do flips. Like,
what we're saying is that flips are definitely something that you're gonna learn later on when you're either really strong or in general experience,
no,
which is
you do not need strength, you need aerodynamics. You need to be aerodynamic, you need to fly to do flips, man.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, one essential disclaimer I have to say before we continue this is when we're talking about flips, we're talking about like front flip, back flip, or other types of different acrobatic flips. And definitely don't do that without a spotter or someone who can definitely save you, because we do not want you to accidentally do something on this podcast because we even...
Definitely do at least get on a mat or a trampoline. If you want to practice flips, definitely go to like Rock and Jump or something. Rock and Jump, Sky Zone, all those places, hella good for flips. Because most likely you get a lot more jump, you get a lot more airtime. Chances of you dying from a flip is lowered, but not zero. So still be careful. Be careful no matter what flip you do, anything you do, be careful around.
Also, one thing that I wanted to cover is wheelbarrow is when you put your arms, hands on the ground, and you lift the other person with their legs, and then you just go forward. It's like a relay thing that we do. Anyways, now that we've talked about the fun parts of Kung Fu, let's go into the life lesson part. The first life lesson I want to talk about is, what does sacrifice mean to you? And has it given you any different takes on how to pursue life in Kung Fu and different aspects of life, I guess?
That's an interesting question. Low-key, Kung Fu has made me sacrifice, like, not a lot. I don't go out a lot back in the days when I was a high school student. But, like, the one time I could go outside was Kung Fu, so it wasn't really a sacrifice. It was more of, like, a fun time. It was more like a break to me, low-key. So, there wasn't too much sacrifice meant. I mean, I had to sacrifice a few weekends once in a while for a tournament or two. But, yeah, it wasn't a lot of sacrifice for Kung Fu because I actually enjoyed it most of the time. I don't really know how to say it, like... Not much sacrifice involved, you know? I like Kung Fu, unlike some people here. I mean, what?
What? I don't know what he's talking about, but I think sacrifice in Kung Fu, when I was talking about sacrifice, means like what you would give up, for example.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know. Okay. My mental sanity talking to these shifus. These guys, dude, they tell you to do exercise. Oh, they tell you, oh, one more set.
There were seven more sets.
There were seven more sets. We did not. He said last 10 seconds. No. He counted 170 times. That was 70 more seconds. My mental health for this thing.
Actually, what's mental health? They're like,
I sacrificed my non-existent mental health for this thing. Also, I sacrificed my body, you know? Oh yeah, I once kicked in my head so hard I pulled like a tendon. Which was kind of bad. Like, I'm sacrificing my well-being, my health for this, but low-key, it makes me stronger, so, like, I'm not really complaining. You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I can't think more of your life. But, like, the sacrifice I made for Kung Fu is honestly just, like, physical attributes. Like, doing a lot of push-ups. It's not even a sacrifice. It's, like, an investment, you know? Mm-hmm. Sacrifice is, like, an investment. Like, you get stronger, you get better at something. It's not really a sacrifice, per chance. It's more like a... You'll get better in the future if you do this. You sacrifice your strength now to get more strength later. Mm. Yeah, like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like the saying of you get what you put in, and if you put in a lot, then you'll definitely get a lot out of Kung Fu.
Reap what you sow.
Anyways, so what are you, since it's almost Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for in Kung Fu?
I'm thankful it didn't make me I wasn't a chunky monkey.
It's just made me like really like. What? It made me fit enough to, like, be able to do average tasks without any failure. Like, it's just helped me keep my health well. Not perfect condition, but well enough to the point where I can do the average task without any difficulty. I can help my dad move around stuff, especially... And my grandpa, especially because he's getting older. I can work at construction sites. I can do physical labor, all that stuff. And honestly, it helped me maybe learn how to cook because, like, meal prepping, all that stuff. It was first meal prepping, and then like afterwards when I got bored of meal prep, I low-key learned how to cook because Kung Fu was just like it put me on meal prep. Then I was like, wait, I actually like cooking. So like I started learning how to cook because of that. I mean, now I know how to cook pretty decently well. I won't say I'm a professional, but I can cook pretty good food.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of things to be thankful for in Kung Fu. And once you do it and you're just around more people, you're definitely going to learn different things and be more thankful for not only the people, but in general, the life lessons you learned along the way. Anyways, the next question would be, what's your biggest takeaway from Kung Fu and life in general?
What's my biggest takeaway from Kung Fu? My biggest takeaway from Kung Fu is be consistent. Mm. Be consistent. No matter what you do in life, be consistent. Always strive for improvement. Like, if you're consistently striving for improvement, you'll never fail anything. Like, you may fail once or twice, but if you consistently try to improve yourself, you might not always end up succeeding. In realistic terms, you might not always, but you'll up in your chances by a lot if you be consistent while trying. Be consistent while you work. Don't lower your standards. Always have at least a minimum standard as your previous standard. Keep trying to strive for improvement. Kung Fu taught me that. No matter what belt I was in Kung Fu, I was trying to strive for better. I stayed consistent with my forms. I began Kung Fu with one, like, I went once a week. Then I became twice a week. Then I became three times a week. Then I stayed consistent for three times a week until, like, I got my black belt. Then I retired. Okay, when you reach your goals, you can retire. But, like, while you're trying to reach the goals, be consistent with everything. Don't save anything for the last minute. It doesn't work like that in life. But, like, yeah, be consistent with your in life. Like, don't ever strive for less. Always strive for more. Be consistent in improvement. Stay a certain like level. Set a border, like a drop line, like a bare minimum line for yourself. And don't drop below that. And every single time you improve, set a new bare minimum line and keep improving off of that.
Yeah, I definitely think that not only staying consistent, but also giving it your all always is definitely important. Because not only staying consistent and going every single day, but like I said a long time ago, which is you can't always just be consistent. And if you're consistently working out, you definitely also have to consistently take breaks, like eating well or going to play games, etc. Don't just go to Kung Fu just to go to Kung Fu. Go to Kung Fu not only to get better, but also to have fun here and there. And lastly, does failure bother you anymore in Kung Fu or in general? And why do you think that's the case?
I've been called trash so many times in Kung Fu that what's failure? I don't feel anything. If I get called trash, it's low-key just like a skill issue. Just improve, you know? Don't blame life for your issues. Blame yourself for your issues. Like, it's not life's fault that you're failing. It is your fault that you're failing. As long as you don't put effort in. If you put effort in and you still fail, that's low-key just unlucky. I'm sorry. But like, failure isn't that bad. Take failure as a learning point. Don't take failure as like a...
as like something personal to you. Don't take it to heart. You can improve. You can always improve. Like, no matter how good you are, there's like a saying, no matter how good you are, there's always an Asian kid that's better than you at something. Like, go to China. You'll get humbled. But like, failure doesn't really like bother me anymore. Failure is more like a, okay, I got pushed down. I'm going to get up now and I'm going to be stronger than last time. I'm going to improve. I'm going to improve my tactics, improve everything. You're guaranteed to fail sometime in life. But like, how you deal with that failure is the most important part of failing.
Well said, well said. I don't think I need to say any more after that. Anyways, thank you for being on my interview, DJ Joe. And today, I hope you really learned something. This will conclude the episodes of my interviews with interviewees, I should say. And before I leave you, we're going to have to do the two things we always stay consistent with, which is the joke of the day. What do you call a vegetable that knows kung fu?
Broccoli.
And today, let's do the chant. So stand up, find somewhere you can do the chant. And today, I want you to chant something that you learned today or something that really will keep you consistent in kung fu. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
I don't know.
I don't know how we just did that. Anyways, thank you for listening to me and my co-host, DJ Joe. And remember, we're not only here to help you stay consistent, but also push you towards the future. One step at a time. This was Cabby Kicks and DJ
Joe
signing off.
Peace.